God will always have your back. Sometimes he calls us to step out, and he will have your back. So in this process of trusting God, you got to get to know him, you got to lean on him, and you got to consult him. And what is the promise when we trust God? What is the promise? He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That God will direct your path. This word direct, you know what it means? It means to make straight.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Trust. It's good to know God's on the other trapeze. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Trust. It's good to know God's on the other trapeze.
Now, you know, you've learned how to trust your employer. You've learned how to trust the government. You've learned how to trust, but you haven't learned how to trust God. All right? So that's why some people don't trust him. Why do some people not trust God? Because they don't want to do what he says for them to do. That you realize that God might tell you something that you don't want to do. He might tell you, Pastor, you done got finished. No, man, you was doing all right up until this point right now. But now you just messing up. You just done messed up the whole sermon. God might, I'm not going to ask God what to do, because God might just tell me to go to the Big Apple. Well, I don't have the money. Well, no, is it that you don't have the money, or is it that you don't want to do what God you don't want to do what God tells you to do? Come on now. Come on now. I know Brother Andy and Brother Doug not the only ones out there this morning. Come on now. Come on, man. People, they say, oh, I don't have the money. No, it's not that you don't have the money. If God wants you to do something, I have yet to see that God wanted somebody to do something and they couldn't do it. Now, some people, the problem is that they don't want to do what he says for them to do. Now, I'm not saying that God is going to tell you to go. I'm not here to stand up and tell you that God is going to say, I mean, and this is just something very small. This is something very small and very insignificant. I mean, it's important to the people in New York, very important. But in your life, there may be bigger decisions that you have to make. There may be more major issues that you have to deal with. But this is just something, just a little trust thing right here. I'm not going to put myself out there, because God just might tell me to do something that I don't want to do. And he might tell me to go somewhere where I don't want to go. And so if I don't go, if I don't do, then I don't have to trust. And so some people don't trust him because they know that if he tells them what to do, that they're not going to do it anyway, so why should I trust him? Third one, they think that they have not done enough for God. There are some people that think like trusting God is going through the bargaining process. And that is, you know, if I can get out here and build up a bunch of points for God, if I can do a lot of little things, then when it comes time, then I can trust God. And so some people don't trust God because they don't feel that they've done enough. You know, they feel almost like, you know, God is this magic slot machine, and that you have to put a certain amount of coins in, and maybe when you pull the handle, you'll get lucky and God will do something for you. But up until that point, I really can't trust him. Another reason people don't trust the Lord is because they've been violated in the past. Some people who have been abused, and some of y'all sitting here today as youth, and you couldn't trust your parents, the authority figures in your life. You couldn't trust them. And you know, the sad thing is that trust has translated over into your relationship with God. Yeah, you're saved. Yeah, if you died today, you would go to be with the Lord. But you can't. You just haven't brought it to in yourself to trust him. You haven't brought it to yourself to lean on him, run to him, and wait on him, because of your parents or somebody in your youth growing up that abused you or mistreated you, and now you have a problem with trust issues. And then, you know, some folk have been done wrong. Now, there's certain groups of people in our country that have problems trusting other groups of people. And why is that? Let's be honest, right? Why is it that certain groups of people in our country have problems trusting other groups? Because they were mistreated. They were done wrong. And what has developed? There has developed a trust issue. All right? So it's very easy to have trust issues, and those same trust issues are carried over into our relationship with God. You know, I heard the story about this man who had a little son, and his son was on the porch, and he told his son to jump off into his arms. And the little boy said, "No, Daddy, no, I don't want to get hurt." And the dad said, "Son, jump off and I'll catch you." And the little boy said, "No, Daddy, I'm afraid." And the father said, "Son, jump off and I'll catch you." And the little boy jumped off, and the father moved out of the way and let him hit the ground. Little boy was laying there crying, and he said, "That goes to show you, don't trust anybody." How many people have been taught that? That very thing. There's dads that do that to their kids. And they tell them, don't trust anybody. And so people have been conditioned to not trust. Maybe in the past, you've had your heart broken by a man, or you've had your heart broken by a woman. And because of that, you have a hard time trusting men. You have a hard time trusting women. I don't know how many people I've talked to that have come out of bad relationships and said that I don't trust men anymore. Or they've come out of bad relationships and say, I don't trust women anymore. And what has happened? Their trust has been violated. And so it's very easy, if we're not careful, to allow that trust to move over into a relationship with God. And so now when people say, well, you know, God is going to do this, just trusting, well, you know, they already have an issue with trust, so they can't trust God anyways. Well, what's the last reason that people have a problem trusting the Lord? Plain and simple is they doubt. Some people don't trust God because they don't believe he's able. Now, let's be honest. I'm talking probably, and I don't want to put anybody on Front Street, or as somebody told me the other day, "Pastor, why'd you put me on blast?" So I don't want to put anybody on blast this morning, but I guarantee you there's a significant number of people sitting out there right today, and you don't trust because you don't believe that God is able to do what he said he would do. You know, I'm just foolish enough to believe that if God said he was going to do something, that I believe that he can do it. You know, if God tells you to buy the moon, go ahead and sign the contract, because he's going to make the payments. Yep. Some people just don't believe that God is able. Or on the other hand, they just don't have the faith to trust God. Where do you find yourself today? You know, I'm not going to ask anybody to raise your hands, but does anybody here say, well, all five of those, you know, I'm good with all five? Then I say, look, if you tell me that, if you tell me you're good with all five, I'm going to tell you to turn to 1 John. John said, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Because I know I got issue with one of them at least. All right? Reasons people have a hard time trusting God. Let's look at how do we overcome this. Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. I mean, this thing is so simple that it's frightening. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us the process for trusting God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So simple that it's frightening. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We have the process and the promise. The process and the promise. What is the process? First of all, you got to get to know the Lord. Yeah, I mean, that's, hey, AJ, put that picture back up there again. Put that picture back up there. You got to get to know. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that this person right here is out in midair with a person that they don't know? Do you think that this is the first time that they've done this, and this person is saying, well, you know what? Just go ahead and put anybody over there. Right? No. I guarantee you that that person right there knows that other person right there. And if you are going to trust, if you are going to have your trust in the Lord, first and foremost, you got to get to know God. If you don't know God, you can't trust him. If you don't know God, you don't know that he'll make a way out of no way. If you don't know God, you don't know he can put food in your cupboards. If you don't know God, you don't know he can put gas in your tank. If you don't know God, you don't know he can put clothes on your back. If you don't know God, you don't know that he can supply all your needs. If you don't know him, you can't trust him. How can we spend day after day without reading about God? You know, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with a lot of y'all in here. I tell you what, I'm absolutely impressed that when I talk to people in here at Bethany Baptist Church, that your job, you know your stuff, man. Man, you know your stuff. You got that thing broke down. If something went wrong, you could go to the right place where it broke down, fix it, have it back up running again. You know your job like you know the back of your hand. And yet still, we don't know God. Because if we really knew God, trust wouldn't be an issue. If we have an intimate, personal relationship with God, the next time something goes wrong in our life, yeah, we might get fearful. Yeah, we might get concerned. Yeah, we might get anxious. But we got a rock that we can lean on. We got a rock that we can run to. We got a rock that we can wait on. In the midst of what it is. Why? Because I know that man on the other trapeze. I've proved him time and time again that I've been out here many times, suspended in midair. I've been out there a whole lot. And I always knew that he might not have caught me when I first let go of the trapeze. He might not have caught me in the middle of it. But before I hit the ground, you better believe that he scooped me up. Do you know him today? Do you know him? You see, if you are going to trust God, you got to get to know him. How many times last week did you stop to get to know him? How many times did you crack the word and said, Lord, I want to know you? How many times did you close up the word and just sit in his presence and say, I just want to know you, Lord. I just want to know you. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord. If you're going to trust in the Lord, you've got to know the Lord. You don't trust somebody you don't know. You ought to write that down. You don't trust somebody you don't know. When you first roll up on somebody, you might shake their hand, smile in their face. But if they rolled up on you and said, man, let me hold 500. I don't know you. Who is you? You got to know him. Get to know him. Let me jump to my third point. And my third point is that you got to consult the Lord. Look what he says here. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. What does acknowledge mean? You know what it means? It means check with him. All right? Mike Cephas is sitting right there. All right? I just ignored Mike. I just ignored him. Mike, what's up, man? What's up, man? I just acknowledged him, right? Proverbs said, don't diss the Lord. I talk to people, well, you know, Pastor, the Lord is leading me to go to another church. Or, you know, Pastor, the Lord is leading me out of town to go to another job. Did you acknowledge the Lord? Did you talk to the Lord? Did you ask the Lord? Well, you know, I'm praying about, well, no, I got this decision to make about switching jobs. You know, I got another opportunity to go here. Now, there's more money over here, but there's less money here. So I'm trying to figure out what decision to make. Did you acknowledge God? Did you consult God? Why is it that people make decisions and they don't consult God? See, if you are going to trust God, then you have to consult with God. If you are going to trust God, then you have to, the word acknowledge means to consult him, to talk to him, to find out what he thinks, to find out what he tells you to do. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. You got to know the Lord, you got to consult the Lord, and then you got to lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Don't lean on your wisdom, because your wisdom will lead you wrong. Again, the word lean, what does it mean? Put your weight on. We say leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. See, but some of us might need to change that. We don't need to sing that song anymore. We need to sing, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, touching the everlasting. touching, safe and secure from all alarm. Touch, no, don't say touching, leaning. Put your weight on him. That's what it means to trust. And then we can even take it a step further, because it means to stretch out. When you laid down last night, those of you who laid down, what did you do? You stretched out on that bed. You stretched out, dead to the world, all night long, bed holding you up. You moving, rolling, kicking. Stretched out. That's what it, stretch out on God. Stretch out. That first of all, you know God. Second of all, you consult God. You talk to God about your problem. You talk to God about your issues. You get into his word. Then he begins to speak to you. And then when he shares with you what he wants you to do, then what do? You stretch out on it. When I left Durango, Colorado, and went to Lynchburg, Virginia. And I had never been to Lynchburg before. I had issues with that word lynch. I didn't know what that meant. But I knew God called me to Lynchburg. And I said, God, if you call me to Lynchburg, then I'm going to Lynchburg. Come to find out, the man who founded the town, his name was John Lynch. I went to Lynchburg with a U-Haul trailer on the back of my car. And about $200 in my pocket. Didn't know anybody in Lynchburg. Had never been to Lynchburg before. Didn't have a place to stay in Lynchburg. But knew that God called me to Lynchburg. Got to Lynchburg. Ran into a man by the name of Alan McFarland. He was, because when I first went to the seminary, you know, guys like me, you know, big guys, they all thought that they was football players, right? So I was standing in the seminary line. He came over to me. He said, man, look, he said, you're in the wrong line. He said, the college line is over there. I said, no, man. I said, I'm going to seminary. He said, oh, okay, praise the Lord. He said, where you staying at? I don't know. I don't know where I'm staying. I just pulled up, man. I got a U-Haul in the back of my truck. He said, well, follow me home. So I follow him home, and I guess he wanted to go in and kind of break the news to his wife, right? So he slides on in the door, and I'm sitting out in my car in the trailer. I don't know this guy, right? He comes back out, one kid, two kids, three kids, four kids, five kids, all came out. They said, welcome to the McFarland Inn. I said, oh, I said, praise God. Praise God. Now, I was out there. Put that trapeze back up there one more time, AJ. Put it back up there one more time. I was. I was out there. Have you ever been out there? Have you ever been there? Right? Have you ever been there? I was out there. But I knew God. I knew God wouldn't let me fall. And God caught me. And after a month, at the time, it was just me, Angie, and Nicole. And he said, man, you need to bring your wife out here. I said, man, I don't bring my wife and my daughter out here. And, you know, he said, man, you need to bring your wife out here. I said, okay, bro, praise the Lord. And Angie came and Nicole came, and we stayed with them for about a month before we found our own place. God will always have your back. Sometimes he calls us to step out, and he will have your back. So in this process of trusting God, you got to get to know him, you got to lean on him, and you got to consult him. And what is the promise when we trust God? What is the promise? He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That God will direct your path. This word direct, you know what it means? It means to make straight or to make smooth and to make level. You know what this word, check this out. You know what this word was used for? It was used when they got ready to construct the highway. That somebody would go before and they would move all the shrub and debris out of the way so that they could build this highway. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll make your way smooth. He'll move the debris out of the way. He'll move the shrubs out of the way. That he'll make your path smooth. That when you trust him, that he'll go before you. Even when you go to Lynchburg, Virginia, and he'll make smooth the place you're supposed to stay. He'll make smooth the job you're supposed to have. He'll make smooth what you're supposed to do. God will make smooth. There's a footnote to that story, too. Amen. There's a footnote to that story. I remember the first thing I asked Pastor McFarland when I got there. I said, man, how are the jobs here? And people always ask me this question. And what he told me stuck in my mind. I said, how are the jobs here? I got a wife. I got a daughter. How are the jobs here? He said this. If your heart is right with God, a job is no problem. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. If your heart is right with God, the job is not a problem. Wow. He will direct your path. Saints, it's good to know that God is on the other end, or on the other side.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Accountability. You can't escape it. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, trust, it's good to know God's on the other trapeze. You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, trust, it's good to know God's on the other trapeze. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, trust, it's good to know God's on the other trapeze. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.